Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Europe, declaration requiring action to end organ harvesting in China, co-signed by more than half of MEPs. Rally in March in Washington, D.C., opposing persecution in China. Human Harvest documentary premieres in Taiwan. Over 1,400 citizens in Anshan, Liaoning Province, call for indictment of former Chinese dictator. The future is just around the corner and justice will be done. And Canada, Falun Gong procession shines in Calgary Stampede Parade. Now for the stories.
Europe, declaration requiring action to end organ harvesting in China, co-signed by more than half of MEPs. More than half of members of the European Parliament, MEP, have co-signed written declaration WD48 as of July 12th. The written declaration requires the European Parliament to take action to stop state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. Falun Gong practitioners from 13 European countries held rallies in front of the EU building in Strasbourg, France, on July 6th through the 8th, raising awareness and expressing support for WD48. The written declaration was initiated by 12 MEPs. Arne Jerich, an MEP from Germany, who is one of the initiators of WD48, believes that stopping the forced organ harvesting is not only important to Chinese people, but also to Europeans. Jerich said that the EP should pass laws to forbid medical insurance from covering organ transplants that are involved in the illegal organ trade. Hans Olaf Henkel, an MEP from Germany, said that although he knew well about the organ harvesting and had written to Chinese organizations to express his concern, the newly discovered evidence of organ harvesting still shocked him. He said that we should try our best to stop it. Many lawmakers came up to the group of practitioners over the 3 days and encouraged them to keep up the peaceful resistance. Julie Ward, an MEP from the UK, said that we should clearly make our voice. Organ harvesting should not be happening in the 21st century. Gerald Batten, an MEP from the UK, talked to practitioners for 30 minutes and listened to two practitioners tell their own experiences of torture in China. Batten said he is glad to support this declaration. It is his responsibility, he said. He also praised Falun Gong practitioners for their courage, which deeply moves him. He believes that practitioners will keep up the peaceful resistance until they win. Tun Kelam, an MEP from Estonia and a long-term supporter of Falun Gong, said the results from the independent investigation on organ harvesting have made a deep impact. People should know what they don't, he said. Kelam said that the European governments have not warned their citizens, and people don't know that Chinese people are being killed for organs. It is Europe's responsibility, he said. Seb Dance said that many people, including the lawmakers, have witnessed practitioners' activities which raise the public awareness. It is remarkable, he said. Your voice will be heard by the world. Jonathan Tessier, an independent reporter from Paris, completely supports Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful efforts to resist the persecution. He said, I hope your voice will be heard by the European Parliament. This crime has been reported by many media. I hope your voice will be heard by the world.
Rally in March in Washington, D.C., opposing persecution in China. Over 1,000 Falun Gong practitioners held a rally, march, and candlelight vigil in Washington, D.C. on July 14, 2016. The events aimed to raise public awareness of the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong and called on all circles to help stop the atrocities that have now persisted for 17 years. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, initiated a violent campaign against Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. Since then, practitioners have been systematically arrested, imprisoned, forced to undergo brainwashing, tortured, and even killed for their organs. Facing the brutal persecution, Falun Gong practitioners continue to hold peaceful protests and call on the international community to take action to stop the Chinese regime's crimes, including at large events in Washington, D.C., around July 20th every year. The rally was held on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol at noon on July 14th. Invited speakers, including several House representatives, spoke at the rally to express their support for Falun Gong and condemn the CCP's persecution and human rights violations. After the rally, practitioners embarked on a 2.3-mile march from Capitol Hill along Pennsylvania Avenue, 15th Street, and Constitution Avenue, ending at the Lincoln Memorial. The march lasted 1.5 hours. Many government employees and congressional staffers watched the march. Practitioners held a candlelight vigil in front of the Lincoln Memorial, which symbolizes freedom, hope, and civil rights. They held candles to commemorate fellow practitioners who were tortured to death by the Chinese regime for refusing to renounce their faith.
Human Harvest documentary premieres in Taiwan. The documentary Human Harvest, a Peabody Award winner, exposes the Chinese Communist Party's harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their faith. The film premiered simultaneously at the Ambassador Theater in Taipei and the MLD Cinema at Kaohsiung on July 9, 2016. The Taiwan Association for International Care of Organ Transplants, TAICOT, sponsored the screenings. Attendees expressed great concern and condemned the organ harvesting crime still taking place in China. Attorney Liu Silong said that the documentary confirmed what he had heard previously about organ harvesting. He said the existence of the crime had been proven by the detailed analysis in the documentary and is something the CCP cannot deny. He said, "I hope it becomes a landmark in freeing mainland China from the darkness of totalitarianism." Liu called for everyone to take action against the atrocity, spread the news, pressure the CCP to stop its human rights violations with powerful public opinion, and help stop the genocide. Medical professor, let future doctors know. Professor Li Shujun of Kaohsiung Medical University said she was looking forward to bringing the documentary to her university and letting future doctors know about the CCP's organ harvesting crimes. Professor Li said, "I deeply feel there are three groups of victims: the Falun Gong practitioners who lost their lives, the surgeons who were driven to kill the practitioners for their organs, and the patients who received the organs. The latter two groups became part of the criminals because of the censorship." Having taught in mainland China for a year, Professor Li sees all people living in the totalitarian country as victims. By hiding information from the people, the regime can commit terrible crimes with impunity. She said the atrocity of organ harvesting cannot be tolerated and hopes it will be stopped as soon as possible with increasing pressure from the international community. Deputy Director of TICOT, "No one can sit on the sidelines." Dr. Huang Shuwei, Deputy Director of TAICOT, said, "As the facts of organ harvesting get exposed internationally, no one can sit on the sidelines. Everyone will eventually have to ask himself, what role have I played when Falun Gong practitioners were killed for their organs? It will become a key point of reflection and a pity for mankind." Dr. Zheng Yuanyu, a consultant of TAICOT, commented, "The process of searching for truth is like putting together puzzle pieces. It's a hard job. Fortunately, with persistent efforts from all circles of society, many countries like Israel and Spain have enacted legislation banning organ transplant tourism. The U.S. Congress and the European Parliament have passed resolutions calling for the CCP to stop organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. International organizations are working on bringing organ harvesting criminals to the International Criminal Court." As the film's director Leon Lee had said, the complete truth will be unveiled at any moment.
Over 1,400 citizens in Anshan, Liaoning Province, call for indictment of former Chinese dictator. Despite the severe political suppression in China, over 1,400 citizens in Anshan City, Liaoning Province, have signed a petition calling for the prosecution of former Chinese Communist Party head Jiang Zemin. The petition was sent to the Supreme Procuratorate. The signers believe that since Jiang is responsible for launching and directing the 17-year persecution of Falun Gong in China, he should be brought to justice. The petition is a strong show of support for the 1,200 Falun Gong practitioners in Anshan City, who, along with 200,000 practitioners across the country, have filed criminal complaints against Jiang. My mother heard about Falun Gong and started practicing when she was in a labor camp. As her son, I witnessed the dramatic changes in her. She had a short temper and often fought with others. She used to smoke and drink. After my father was laid off by his workplace, we had financial trouble. My mother often stole money. That is why she was arrested and sent to a labor camp. In the labor camp, she met a group of Falun Gong practitioners who were illegally imprisoned. She learned what Falun Gong really is and decided to practice it. After being released, she started reading Falun Gong books and doing the exercises. Her health and temper improved, and she quit all her bad habits. Seeing the dramatic changes, I and my father both supported her practicing Falun Gong. Falun Gong renewed me. I went bankrupt and got divorced 20 years ago because of an addiction to drugs. Drugs also destroyed my health, and I was not able to stand up without help. In 2005, a neighbor of mine introduced Falun Gong to me. I followed the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and practiced the exercises. I was then able to easily quit drugs, and my health recovered. I found a job and treated everyone well throughout my daily life. Falun Gong has renewed me. I call for the end of the persecution and the restoration of Falun Gong's reputation.
The new future is just around the corner and justice will be done. On the orders of Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese dictator, the Chinese Communist regime has persecuted Falun Gong since 1999. What I have experienced since the onset of the persecution will remain imprinted in my mind forever. I got married the year of the persecution of Falun Gong began. The overwhelming propaganda by the communist regime that slandered our cultivation practice covered the globe. Many Falun Gong assistants were arrested and sentenced to prison. We read on the Minghui website that fellow practitioners were tortured and murdered. Our colleagues and friends suddenly treated us as enemies, or even as if we were a terrorist group. The team leaders pressured us to give up Falun Gong, because if we didn't, they might lose their bonuses or other benefits, or be demoted. Even our family members lived in fear and told us to give up cultivating. We went to the provincial capital and to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice Falun Gong. We were arrested several times, beaten and detained. However, we knew that our belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance was not wrong. Arrested and detained in 2001. When I was pregnant in 2001, I had to watch my husband get arrested. That evening, the police yelled, "Don't move, don't talk." They ransacked our home and confiscated our computer, printer, and other personal belongings. They beat my husband in front of me, and they took us both to the local police station. A practitioner had been murdered in that police station not long before. It was dark and eerie, and I worried about my husband's safety. I worried that they would torture him to find out the source of the Falun Gong informational material they had found in our home. 2 days later, I was told that my husband had escaped. He was forced to become homeless. The police knew that I was pregnant, but still detained me for days. They extorted nearly 1,000 yuan from me and refused to give me a receipt. Both my husband and I held advanced degrees and had good jobs. My husband was forced to quit his job and went missing. I was demoted to a cleaning job with a poverty-level salary. Practitioners have great virtue. It has been 17 years since practitioners began risking their safety to clarify the truth about our cultivation practice. More and more people have seen through the Communist Party's lies. The persecution has not ended yet. Some bad people are still committing horrible deeds, but I believe it will not be long before Falun Gong will be redressed and the bad people will incur their punishment. All kind people and practitioners will witness the day when justice is done and the new future dawns.
Canada, Falun Gong procession shines in Calgary Stampede Parade. The grand parade opening the annual Calgary Stampede was held on July 8, 2016, in downtown Calgary. The Falun Gong procession received a warm welcome from the spectators and won third place in the cultural category. Over 300,000 people stood along the 4.5-kilometer parade route, and hundreds of thousands watched the parade live on television. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice that was first publicly taught in China in 1992. It has since been embraced in over 110 countries, and over 100 million people now practice it. The Falun Gong procession consisted of the Divine Land Marching Band, Celestial Maidens, a float, and the waist drum team. Enthusiastic applause and cheers from the crowd followed them all along the parade route. Many spectators were impressed with the Falun Gong entry, commenting that the music was especially pleasing. The Celestial Maidens' exquisite costumes and graceful dancing elicited frequent words of praise. As the float passed by, every now and then spectators read aloud the words emblazoned on it, "Falun Dafa is good." Mr. Liu from Northeast China admired the band's music and was glad to see Asian faces in the parade. Many people nearby watching the parade asked him questions as the Falun Gong procession passed by, wanting to know more about the practice. Mr. Liu felt quite proud of Falun Gong that day. Sherry Musselwhite, a Stampede staff person, also had words of admiration for the band. She said that other bands took a break between selections, but the Divine Land Marching Band played one piece after another. She said she could feel strong energy from all the performers. John Musselwhite, another Stampede staff member, gave the Divine Land Marching Band an award for participation. The committee thanked the band for its outstanding performances. John said he noticed how well the crowd responded to the music. The Divine Land Marching Band was invited to perform at a breakfast gathering and a community parade in the Ranchlands District on the day following the Stampede Parade. Their performance attracted much attention from the bystanders. People clapped along with the music, and many walked with the band from the beginning to the end of the parade. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.